Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free, and the podcast will be there later on today. We are back from vacation. We were gone for a week. Seemed like 2 weeks, but it was only a week, right? We were gone. You went off to California, did your thing. You did the wedding back here with your friend.
Yeah, and congratulations to Taya and Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, and I had it because I was the maid of honor. I had to do a speech.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I had to stand up.
Was this at the reception?
Yeah. Okay. So I had to stand up and do a speech and tell me if you think that this was bad.
All right, lay it on.
Okay. All right. All right. So I was like, oh, you know, blah, blah. And I remember when Taya met Brandon, and she was giggling like a high school girl, just laughing like, I can't believe I met this guy. She was so excited to meet him, right?
Gotcha.
And I said, it just reminded me of girls that met, like, fell in love in high school. And then I said, although, speaking of a high school, if that would have been the case, he wouldn't even been born yet.
Oh, because
he's 15 years younger than her.
Oh.
They laughed. Yeah, they and then Tate called me a bitch.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good joke, though. That's almost like a roast, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just a moment.
That's very good.
Thanks.
You write that yourself?
I did. Well, I kind of took it from my dad because my husband was much older than me, and my dad said, Jamie would be changing diapers on her baby and changing David's Depends. Like, thanks, Dad.
Did they go on a honeymoon?
They're going to. They're going to go, yeah. But it was great. So Wednesday, we decorated, did all the stuff, and then Thursday was the wedding. Her dress broke.
No kidding.
The zipper broke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. We had, that is like, in wedding world, it's the, I mean, she
disaster.
She didn't even melt down. She was like, are you guys, because she can't see. She's like, are you guys telling me it's completely broken? We're all like, we don't know what to tell her.
Yeah. And it's your back to the audience.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. The whole time.
Yeah.
And so we found safety pins and we put like 20 of them all down the back. And thank God our veil like covered it.
Thank God for safety pins.
Thank God.
Man.
What a great invention. So that was Thursday, and then Friday night, we had cowboy night, where we all had to dress like cowboys. I don't know. And then Saturday night, we went to Fleming's, which was really good. Have you ever been to Fleming's?
Fleming's Steakhouse?
Yeah.
No,
it
never
was
been.
Really, really good. Yeah,
I've never been. I've heard great things about it.
Of wedding power.
Man, sounds like a party weekend for you.
It was. I mean, talk about having a wedding. Four days of it. Yeah. Right?
That's a long wedding. I feel like this wedding's been going on for a while. I mean, with your trip to Vegas and everything and all the planning, a lot of the stuff we haven't talked about on the air, this wedding's been going
it's
on
been
for a
long
while.
Time.
Yeah. It's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. This was drawn out.
Oh, my God. And then what's that? Dirk's Bentley bar?
Yeah, Whiskey Row.
Yeah. They got bottle service and the bill was $4,000.
Man. $4,000?
$4,000.
How many bottles did you order?
Like three.
And it came to $4,000?
And they bring them out like with the sparklers, ignited,
and
everything like that. They bring out a sign.
There was a girl on a little John Deere tractor.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
A tractor?
A little John Deere tractor she was riding. Woo! And her boobs were sticking out. Yeah.
All right, sounds like a party to me. John Deere tractor.
I would have loved to have been there.
$4,000 bottle service. Sparklers. Got to throw those in. What are they, like 20 cents?
I don't know. I mean, I had nothing to do with the bill. I was just like, did that just say $4,000?
Wow.
And then you got a tip on top of that.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's going to run you another $600-$700, right?
It was expensive.
Holy moly.
Oh, well.
All right, 16th Street Mall. Oh, you can't say mall anymore.
Oh, 16th Street.
They took the mall off of it. Now, is that going to make a big difference? I kind of like the mall better.
It was $150,000 change.
Yeah. No, $150 million.
No, just to take the mall off.
Oh, to take the mall off. Yeah. I think they spent $175 million to revamp 16th Street Mall. It opened up over the weekend.
16th Street first opened in 1982. And although the vision has certainly evolved over that time, the focus has remained the same, providing a place for tourists, for visitors, for families to come and enjoy together. And we know over the past few years that...
Did you see the video of the grand opening?
No, I did not.
Jamie, there wasn't 500 people down there.
Oh, really?
It was so sparse.
No.
Even in one of the reports, they said, don't let today's attendance deter you from being down here.
Oh.
Because it was so low. We're expecting many more than what's here now, is what they said. It was like, it was sad.
Well, in a way. I didn't know about it, so maybe people didn't know about it.
Maybe.
That has not been the case for everyone here. The pandemic really caused a large dip in foot traffic, mainly from tourists coming to the city. But
blah, blah, blah.
My God.
Listen. Do you think this is going to revive that place? I don't know.
Downtown is vibrant, PJ. It's vibrant.
Do you think this is going to work?
It's
$175 million for wider sidewalks.
Well, so they put, they put some fake koi fish on the sidewalk, remember?
Great. Just great.
They put fake koi. Those are kind of cool.
Great.
They got these big orange balls that are everywhere. Those are kind of neat.
Yippity doo dah.
And they have a fake frame thing.
Oh, fake.
I mean, it's no Dubai, but.
Honestly, looking at the video, it looks the same.
Oh, it's not the same. I went down there for opening day, and it's vibrant.
It looks the exact same.
I just
same.
Have my doubts. I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but man, that's $175 million they poured into that.
I know, but they have like little yellow tables and chairs that the homeless get to sit on.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this report, they don't mention anything about the homeless. They don't mention anything about the whole crime situation down there.
They moved the homeless out of there. They did move the homeless out there. I think they moved
How long do you think that's going to last?
I think they... Well, I know. They moved them over.
They'll be right back. I mean, it's new digs for them.
Well, that's true.
I mean, get out of here.
It's vibrant.
I just don't know if it's going to work. They're celebrating it. They're saying it's a big deal. And 16th Street will become what it was at one time. I don't see that. I remember at one time that was the place to be, man.
Yeah,
it was the place to go in Denver, Colorado.
I mean, I remember staying down there and just hearing somebody that could really play the piano thinking, that is so cool that I can hear it in my hotel room.
Somebody playing
the piano.
The vibe down there was unbelievable. The ESPN zone was down there.
Yep.
You had all these restaurants. And
they had the carriage rides down there, the horse-drawn carriage rides.
Yeah. Had it all.
Yeah, that was fun,
Had it going.
I forgot about the carriage rides.
In the toilet.
No, it's vibrant.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It is vibrant.
Well, I hope it works. I really do. I hope it works. But
3 years. The problem is 3 years of construction. A lot of people, I didn't laugh. That was weird. They lost their business.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was hard.
They claimed 50 in the last year and a half. 50 new businesses have come to 16th Street Mall.
Oh, okay.
50.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know.
Will you stop being negative?
I'm just saying,
we need
Jamie.
Something.
175.
Let's be positive about something.
I hope it works. I do. I'd love to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.